Welcome to another episode of Jake and Drew. Today we have a very special guest, standing 6'7", weighing 218 pounds, played for the Montana Grizzlies for about 2 years, and now is at Whitworth, Big Sky legend Caden Bateman. Thanks for joining the show. Hey, here, we'll turn on the applause for you. Hey, there we go.
Thank you.
How you doing, Caden?
Not too bad. How about you guys?
We're doing great.
It's fantastic to hear your voice, man. Every time I hear your voice, it just makes me smile. You're a great guy. So happy you're on this podcast. You're the best.
I appreciate it. Likewise.
Sweet. Well, we wanted to ask you. Andrew's celebrating right now after said that.
I'm sorry. No, I would be celebrating for
Caden. Oh, it's not even about Caden.
I'm celebrating about Caden. I'm psyched. I guess you didn't see that. It's not important.
What is it? Tell us.
I got group one for the BYU game. So I'm going to be sitting front row for the BYU game because I'm group one.
Well, we have Caden on the show. So show a little respect.
Okay. Caden can't see me, but I'll show some respect.
Sounds good. Well, Caden, we want to first ask about your time in the Grizz. You just most recently played for them. You played for them for about 2 years. What was your experience like with the Grizz?
Yeah, so I spent the last 2 years at the University of Montana and ended up transferring over to Whitworth University in Spokane, Washington this last summer, I guess. And so over my 2 years, I didn't see the court very much. I registered my freshman year. Just spent a lot of time in the gym working out, making sure all the guys that were playing quality minutes were getting ready for the games, and it was my job to help do that. And so that was kind of my freshman year, lots of workouts and just kind of killing your body every day, trying to see the floor next year.
That's awesome.
And so then my sophomore year, I got to suit up and play. I played in 9 games. For a total of 9 points on the season.
Heck yeah, baby.
But I took advantage of the time that I was there. You don't realize how well they treat you at that high of a level. Not saying that I would change where I'm at now because I'm having a great time over here in Spokane. But you definitely don't get all the perks that come with the Division I athletics, like the facilities and the nutrition, the locker room, that doesn't all transfer over, which is just part of kind of being at that level. But I ended up deciding to hit the transfer portal after my sophomore season, just because I didn't really know if I wanted to keep playing basketball or not. It is like a full-time job playing a collegiate sport and going to school and having a family outside of it that you are super involved with, friends that you want to see, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I hit the portal not really knowing what my next move was. And I got this opportunity to come up here to Whitworth for a visit, and it was unbelievable. It was the best visit I've been on out of all my recruiting, and everything lined up perfectly, and I decided to commit and got up here about a month and a half ago, and I'm just loving it.
Dang, that is awesome. I think that you're totally right. A lot of people don't talk about that aspect of college basketball where it is like a full-time job. You're doing it constantly. It's all you think about. And you're also going to school, you're a student athlete, and it can be a lot sometimes. So I appreciate you sharing that part of it. You talked about the transfer portal a little. Did you have any crazy experiences during the transfer portal or anything that kind of stuck out to you? Or how was that experience in general of the transfer portal?
Yeah, the transfer portal, like I said, I didn't really know much about the transfer portal. I just knew that players could enter their name in. I didn't know the process that you had to go through to get your name into the portal. I didn't know really like the rules of like who could call you in, stuff like that. But it's really actually the easiest thing to put your name into the portal. All you do is you sign a paper and you have to watch a video that's like 3 minutes long, and it just tells you about your eligibility and talks to you about, like, if you do this, these are the pros and cons, pretty much. And so I did it, and within the first 15 minutes, I already had a coach call me, and it was from Montana Western, Pat Jensen. He was my AAU coach when I played select, and so it was great to hear from him. Took a visit up there as well. But I had 30 coaches call me in 2 weeks.
Dang.
And yeah, it was fun. I mean, you get to experience the recruiting process again, and it was definitely a more productive recruiting process just because, I mean, you do have that title underneath you, that helps of being a D1 transfer.
Totally.
But I got to talk to every NAIA school in Montana, couple D2s that were halfway across the nation, one D1, but that didn't really go anywhere. And then couple D3s, including Whitworth, and then some NAIAs in Idaho. It was a mix of a lot of different conferences and divisions reaching out, for sure.
Sick. Yeah, I'll be the first to say that I felt like I was walking on eggshells a lot when I was around you when you were in the transfer portal. I didn't want to get accused of any tampering or to be on ESPN like Andrew Gardiner tampering in Caden Bateman's transfer portal for like buying you lunch. So that's why I didn't buy you any lunch or give you any.
That's why you didn't buy him any lunch?
Why I didn't give you any gifts for your birthday is because I didn't want to get, oh, now Caden can't go play basketball because Andrew bought him lunch one time. So that's why I was freezing you out for that reason too.
Yeah, I really appreciate you being honest with me.
Yeah, of course, man. I just wanted to set the record straight because now you're in a great spot. I think you are someone who has a great love for the game. One thing that I just wanted to address, though, hoping that you could speak to if the rumors are true, a lot of people saying that you have gone to Whitworth because you think that the mascot of their school is cooler. Can you speak to those rumors that we've been hearing?
Oh, rumor travels quick. well, here's the thing about Whitworth.
People are talking.
Here's the thing about Whitworth is they are the Pirates, right?
Yeah, so, of course.
But their mascot is a parrot.
Oh, that's so sick. And, I know, that's so sick.
That is cool. Hold on.
And then they go, their slogan is Go Buck. So not only do we have the Pirates, we have the Parrots, and we have the Bucks.
Go Bucks.
There's a lot of different word choices that you can choose for Whitworth. Whereas like Montana, you got the Grizz and the Grizzlies. I mean, I guess the rumor does travel quick, and I'll have to say that's a very
I wasn't expecting you to confirm those rumors.
That was my deciding factor.
Confirmed? Jake, look at this.
Rumors
dude.
Confirmed.
What is this year? Dude, what is this parrot's name? This parrot.
Oh my gosh. We're looking at the mascot right now.
This parrot's freaking sick.
Does the parrot have a name?
His name's Patches.
Patches?
Yeah.
Dude, that's so sick.
Patches the parrot. That's sick. I bet the gear is awesome there at Whitworth. Like the pirate.
Yeah,
the pirate
Nike
theme.
School.
Oh, it's Nike. School.
Nike school. They got us some Kobe's. Coach Jay came in clutch with those.
Oh, heck yeah. You know what?
Shout out.
I want to make it clear on this podcast right now, Andrew Gardiner is entering the transfer portal from BYU. I'm weighing my options. Whitworth is the leader right now for sure. No, that sounds sick.
Intramural.
You had me at Patchy the Pirate and also the Kobe's. That's so sick. So it seems like, yeah. There's definitely some perks to where you're going to now. My real question is not addressing the rumors, but I feel like when I play with you, Caden, you're someone who is 6'7". I don't know how much you weigh, but I know it's
218.
Oh, you know how much Caden weighs?
I said it on his intro.
Oh, okay. Big boy. But I feel like you can play – you're like LeBron. You could play the one, you could play the five, and you could play everything in between. Do you have a preference of what you play? I don't know what they have you running right now at Whitworth, but do you have a preference of what you'd like to play?
Yeah. So first of all, I appreciate the comparison.
Well,
second of all,
I was thinking more of a Mason Plumlee.
Okay, well, Jake, I'm trying to answer.
My bad. Will Cherry? I see a Will Cherry in your game.
Shout out Will Cherry. Oh, he's so sad.
Shout out Kate Olsen.
Shout out Kate Olsen. If you know, you know.
Don't. Yeah. Well, right now they're having me play the four and the five. Okay. Our team is pretty much all the same height. If you look at us, like, we're all literally that 6'6 to 6'8 range.
It's gotta be terrible.
Outside of like a couple outliers.
So I'd be around average on the team.
I would say you'd be under average for sure.
You'd look like probably one of the girlfriends on the team.
Oh dear.
But at UAM I played the three. Hmm. So it's definitely a change. Like, I'm switching back. Obviously, high school, I played in the post. I wasn't really a true post player. I didn't really play the game of the post that well. Mm-hmm. But I did have to guard a lot of the post players at UM that are now playing overseas, like Lalu Oki, Josh Bannon, Deshaun Thomas, mm-hmm. People that are very elite when it comes to being on the low block. And so my post defense is definitely improved. And my post offense, I've developed more of a jump hook with a little touch and turnaround jumpers from, I mean, obviously I've lived off the mid-range, my jump shot. But I would say anything coming off of, like, pin downs, I really enjoy coming off pin downs to a mid-range jumper, where if they go under it, I can just pop back and shoot a three. If they go over, I can curl it, get to the rim. A lot of things. I like to set ball screens, roll out of them, throw it up and catch a lob, stuff like that. So,
dang, that is awesome. You know, the change, definitely not easy going from one position to another, but as Andrew said, you're pretty versatile and you're able to switch pretty easily, it seems like, although it's taken a lot of hard work. We have one more question for you, Caden, before we let you go. You've played with a lot of good players. You know, you talk about, we heard you talk about some of the players you played with the Grizz. These Whitworth players, average height between 6'6 and 6'8. You played a lot with a lot of good players in your high school career. Who is your favorite player that you have played with, high school and college career?
Well, that's a great question because, I mean, that takes out one of the best big sky basketball players of all time, Andrew. I never got to play with him.
Yeah, it's a
but
shame.
I've heard great things.
You would have brought a whole new
saw great things. Game.
Yeah.
But so I mean that really, I mean, my decision still is wide open, I guess you could say, because
you can't think of anyone that you played with in your tenure in at Big Sky.
I'm trying to think. Trey, he was pretty fun to play with.
Trey's
Trey's
about
all right.
Lou.
I mean, Josiah, I mean, he's
dog.
I mean, absolute, yeah, dog. And, I mean, moving on to the Grizz, I mean,
let's not move on to the Grizz yet. I mean, there's so many other players that, I mean, you played with probably in high school.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we went through Colby
and Eamon.
I feel like we went through
They know how to play.
Everybody. What was that short kid who used to play golf? Dayton Ananel.
Are you talking about Hayden Ellis?
Yeah, Hayden Ellis. Did he play with you at all?
No.
He would have been a great teammate.
I did get to play with Hayden Ellis for a season. Oh,
are you serious right now?
Wow.
I let the record show. Yes, what?
Did we get to play together?
We did. We
did
played.
You go to high school? Did you graduate?
Shut up. We played together.
I forgot you went to high school.
I was Caden's favorite point guard. He loved me at the point guard position. Shooting guard, I guess. I played shooting guard. Forward, small forward, I don't know. I played everything. I was versatile. I was like LeBron, too. Right, Keaton?
I mean, that's definitely a hot take.
I don't. I do not think that is a hot take. That is a mild take, if anything.
When you say about yourself, it kind of loses its glamour.
Okay.
Kind of more of like a Bronny James where it's like, should he actually be there?
That is a crazy statement. You're talking about the blonde Mamba here.
Oh, wow.
What about dunk ball teammate? Best dunk ball teammate?
You can have that one.
Dude. I can have that one?
Yeah, you can have that one.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, I'll take it. No, you already
said. You could never dunk on me, for the record. I don't think you ever put one down. Debatable. I think I averaged like 85 blocks per dunk ball game.
I think that's impossible.
For our listeners too, who don't know Caden, like that are Utah listeners and aren't Montana listeners, Caden is a dog when it comes to any form of basketball. Last time we played basketball, dunk ball, I was on Caden's team the whole time. We were running twos or threes or something like that. We were running and I was sweating so bad and I wasn't drinking enough water. I literally got heat exhaustion after the fact. I didn't tell Caden this, but we went to a family reunion after and I literally was blacking out. Like I couldn't see out of my right eye and I started blacking out from overheating because Caden was just pushing me so hard in dunk ball. So
I was playing against him and I did not feel that way. I actually,
well, you're sitting on the bench.
It was light work.
You were sitting on the bench a lot and Caden and I were winning and winner stays. So I didn't get a break at all.
Yeah.
It was light work.
Cause Caden was making sure that we were winning every game. So yeah, I was.
And well, Andrew, I just had to play. I had to play up to what you were bringing to the table.
Yeah,
I mean,
fair.
if I would have slacked off, I mean, we would have been on the bench just like Jake.
That's fair.
Okay.
I feel like I'm turning into Jeff Gardner. People are talking about me like I'm Jeff Gardner. Like, no, you're the real MVP. Like, oh, you stop, guys. You guys.
Well, sweet. Thank you, Caden, for joining us on the show today.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me. I hope your time at BYU is going well together. I'm glad that you brothers are back. And I'm glad that the podcast is back.
Appreciate that, man. You're the best.
Thanks, bro. Love you. We'll see you.
Love you, boys.
Appreciate you. Love you. Bye.